With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Enforce the law or else. The Trump administration threatens to pull funding from states failing to enforce English rules for big rig truckers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says California, Washington, and New Mexico could lose federal funding if they continue failing to enforce English language requirements for truckers.
We need to make sure that those who are driving big rigs, semis, can understand the road signs.
An investigation launched after a deadly Florida crash this month involving a truck driver from India who made an illegal U-turn found what Duffy called significant failures in the way all three states were enforcing the rules that took effect in June after one of President Trump's executive orders. I'm Julie Walker.
The president says China's monopoly on rare earth minerals must be broken, and his administration is looking to do just that. Industry insiders have long viewed critical minerals as a national vulnerability because they're crucial ingredients in many defense applications, as well as an assortment of high-tech products. The president is inspiring debate over capital punishment with his call for the death penalty for convicted murderers in Washington, D.C.
I don't know if we're ready for it in this country, but we have it. We have no choice.
D.C. and nearly two dozen states have stricken capital punishment from their books, the president suggesting it's high time to reconsider that action. And Mr. Trump's emphasis on fighting crime gets high marks in a newly released AP North poll. The vast majority of Americans surveyed, 81%, view crime as a major problem in the country's big cities. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 14 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 17 points. This is SRN News. An important school board meeting takes place tomorrow in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Board will hear from the public, and the hot topic will likely be an investigation into allegations that high school staff helped arrange abortions for several girls without their parents' knowledge or consent. If this happened, it is a violation of state law, and the governor has already ordered a probe. Fairfax County sits right outside Washington, D.C. It is the largest school system in Virginia, with 183,000 students and 200 schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australia says Iran was behind at least two of the multiple anti-Semitic attacks that have roiled the country in recent months. In response, the Australian government is expelling the Iranian ambassador and several other officials. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the attacks were extraordinarily dangerous acts of aggression orchestrated by a foreign nation on Australian soil. They have sought to harm and terrorize Jewish Australians. This is SRN News. Following several disappointments, the third time proved to be the charm for SpaceX, which has successfully carried out its latest Starship test mission. Correspondent Ben Thomas.
A successful launch of SpaceX's mega rocket Starship from the company's launch site in South Texas Tuesday evening. It deployed a test payload for the first time, eight dummy satellites. Spent about an hour coasting through space.
Successful ship engine cutoff.
Then splashed down in the Indian Ocean as planned.
They're on that same trajectory towards the Indian Ocean.
It was the 10th demo test for the world's biggest and most powerful rocket. It also included the successful return of the craft's booster, which splashed down in the Atlantic. SpaceX hopes to use Starship for future Moon and Mars missions. I'm Ben Thomas.
S&P futures are up 4 points. More details at SRN News.com.